For those struggling with addiction, Eric Moffitt's advice is that, quote, if you want something you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done, end quote. Moffitt, who has been free of drugs and alcohol for 3 years, says changing course can begin through simple steps like attending a meeting and listening, not using today, or focusing on the positive rather than the negative.
Anything that helps the addict focus on a higher goal, a more consistent road to travel, it's different for everybody.
For the 44-year-old Moffitt, addiction started in college. That's when he turned to opioids for pain relief from sports injuries.
I will make a long story short. It led to incarceration, joblessness, homelessness, multiple losses of material goods and relationships.
Moffitt says he lived a very violent, inconsistent life. While serving time in prison, which included stints in solitary confinement, he began to realize he's capable of being better and knew who to contact to get help once he got out. Moffitt is quick to summarize the past and shift attention to current work, which, as he puts it, aims to produce responsible, productive men in recovery.
And not just live in recovery, but spread messages to other men in recovery to help them. I mean, it's kind of like Amway for, you know, for the spirit, you know? I mean, I want to be the head of my own little pyramid, and I want to help people. I want to help people try to figure out the right way to go.
Moffitt is a volunteer at Better Life in Recovery, or BLR, a Springfield nonprofit started in 2012 that helps those struggling with substance abuse and mental health issues through community service, awareness, and education events. These activities celebrate individuals in long-term recovery, according to David Stoker, BLR's founder and executive director.
It's just people in recovery, their family, their friends and allies giving back to the community. I think last year we picked about 2.5 tons of trash out of Missouri Riverways. So, and this year we're looking at picking up even more, you know, giving back.
Like I said, it starts up there, comes out of a cave.
The organization has what's called a stream team, or group that goes on float trips and hikes. This video captures one of those trips from last October. That's Stoker's voice you hear.
And this is why you do the mile hike. Look at that spring.
He tells me there are 8 float trips planned this year. Additionally, there's a group that meets for laser tag or paintball monthly, bowling on Sundays, and annual events like Recovery Day at Hammond's Field and a 5K at Rutledge Wilson Farm Park. In 2016, BLR organized roughly 80 events. Stoker, who is 44 years of age, says he's been in recovery now for 8 years. But early in his treatment, he only felt like a member of a recovery community and not of the community as a whole. These events, he says, offer a chance for former addicts to normalize activities that they used to associate with substance abuse.
I mean, for me to float sober was something that I never would have thought would happen. I didn't know you could do that. You know, now I float sober multiple times, and I'm able to introduce that activity to other people in tandem with them cleaning the riverways and, you know, making things pretty that at one time they might have trashed.
Stoker is also one of 3 co-founders of the Springfield Recovery Community Center, described as a safe place where people can meet and offer support for one another.
We have everything from traditional 12-step support groups to faith-based support groups, all the way to Smart Recovery, which is a science-based secular support group.
He believes there are multiple pathways to recovery, acknowledging that one person's way may not produce the same results for others. Also, the type of substance abused could warrant different recovery patterns. If you go by drug seizures in the area, which can offer a glimpse into the scale of drug use, then more people in Springfield were doing methamphetamine, heroin, and ecstasy in 2015 than the year before. That's according to an analysis published in November by the Springfield Newsletter, which compared the amount of drugs seized by the Springfield Police Department over the past 5 years. 327 grams of heroin and opiate were seized in 2015. That's more than in the previous 3 years combined.
So we're looking at a huge influx here of heroin that's coming into our community.
That's Stoker speaking during a Facebook Live session in February on Naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan, which reverses the effects of an opioid overdose. During the session, he even suggests best practices for people that are using, noting that if they're going to use, they need to do so safely. That's because Stoker understands some people may not be ready to quit, but when they are, his organization will be there to help.
We're trying to get people to be alive long enough and healthy long enough you know, so that they don't have HIV or Hep C whenever they finally go, you know what, I've had enough.
For Stoker, it took not one, not two, but three opioid-related overdoses before he started to put his life back together. Now 8 years clean, Stoker runs an organization that helps those struggling with substance abuse.
And last year, I had an organization that put in over 2,000 hours of community impact, giving back to the community, beautifying the community, making the community better. And that wouldn't have been done if it wasn't for the fact that somebody was there for me to save my life three different times.
Contributing to Better Life and Recovery's Give Back campaign is Eric Moffitt. Earlier, we informed you that his recovery strategy was predicated on doing something different.
The whole point, I guess, where I decided I wanted something different, I always knew I did. I just didn't realize how capable I was of achieving that until I had a positive message and positive people around me.
In terms of sustaining that recovery, Moffitt points to three additional keys. It starts with an elevated self-interest, to know he wants better and can achieve better. Second, he says, commit to the action steps by embracing personal responsibility. And finally, it's important to share his story with others.
Our stories are other people's inspiration. Our stories are the other people's toolkit and training videos. We are the message of recovery.
And today, Moffitt adds, quote, I am what recovery looks like. I'm Scott Harvey, KSMU News.